Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about how to increase productivity, concentration, and performance, especially needed in these crazy days that we are living through with this coronavirus. The first thing that I would say, and I say this very often, is just turn off the news. The news will bring you down in ways that you cannot even understand, so just turn it off. Secondly, if you're into these shoot 'em up types of movies, I would stop watching that stuff as well, especially if you're in the United States, for obvious reasons. That, having gotten out of the way, we need to understand what it is that we want to achieve. It may be a smaller project, it might be a really large project, or it might be a career path that you are looking to go down. But the most important thing is to have a goal that is really mission-based, on a purpose that you have in this life, if at all possible. Usually our purposes come to us when we try a bunch of different things and we finally realize, oh, that's the thing that I really love doing. It comes easy to me and it's fun, whatever that thing is. And then you make a career out of that. However, if there's some big project that you need to do and you're feeling an overwhelm, the most important thing that needs to happen is to break it into smaller pieces. Because if you break it into smaller pieces, you'll see how much quicker you can get it done. So for example, I'm just going to use writing a book for an example, since that was one big project that I've done a few times over again. And the way you begin that is with an outline, with the chapters. And of course, you need to have the front matter with a forward and dedication, all that stuff. And then you need to have the back matter, which is usually the author's bio, things of this nature. And then underneath the chapters, you can just write what you need to write. And before you know it, you have a book, and you don't even have to do it in the way that you have it organized. You can do it as the ideas flow from one subject to another, depending on what chapter it is. So that's just an example of how to break something down into a much more manageable piece of items to get done. And the other thing that we need to understand too is that we need to be real in terms of the things that we are trying to achieve in our lives. I was speaking to a gentleman earlier today because I'm really redoing the way that I am working with Dawning Visions Hypnosis going forward, which is my company. And I'm looking to do group work online now during Corona, and hopefully offline once we're able to travel some more, because I love travel. However, one of the things that he was raising was what type of income am I looking to get going forward, like within the next 12 months? And, you know, honestly, I've been a student this year, so I haven't really brought in a whole lot of money. And I never really have brought in oodles and oodles of money because of my marketing and sales abilities, or shall we say, lack of them. However, he was throwing out numbers that I was like, you know, that all sounds really great and grandiose and everything, but I think it would be a lot more reasonable if I shot for something more within the realm of what's possible in terms of what my mind can conjure up as reasonable given what I want to do and the price point at which I could actually sell it for. So we reworked the numbers to make it a little bit more realistic. Because this is the thing that I know about the unconscious mind. You can sit there forever making affirmations of the things that you'd like to achieve. But if your unconscious mind doesn't believe it, it's not going to take. So we need to be reasonable in terms of the goals that we set forth. As long as it works out mathematically or within the time frame given, you're okay. But we do want to be mindful of what is optimistically realistic, I'll put it that way, because we do want to shoot for the stars. You know, you might land on the moon instead, and that's okay. But not so far out of the realm of reality that you can't make it happen. And then the other thing that's really important is to be adaptable. So often we have things that we have to do, or we think that we need to do in a certain way. But one of the things that I've learned is that if there's something that needs to get done, there's always a way to do it and get it done. And I have a really simple situation that came along that was beautiful, but it proves out the idea here in terms of how the universe can actually work for you when you're not even really terrifically concerned about it, let me put it that way. So here in Haifa, at the international school, we were supposed to go to Gaza. It was canceled the first time because it was a really bad weather day, and then coronavirus came, and now they've rescheduled it for the 21st of June, which is wonderful. However, because of the virus, the National Institute of Health here over here in Israel wants us to sign off that we've had our temperature taken, that we don't have a fever, and that we are healthy enough to make this trip. Which would not be a problem if they would do it on email and we could just send it to them like every other form they did while we were abroad. But no, they want this in hard copy for whatever reason. And I don't have a printer here. There are printers that you can access, but I never learned how to do it, and it's just a pain in the butt. Lo and behold, I get on my WhatsApp from one of the students in my course of study that he went up to the secretary of the political science department, who was putting together all of this information for us regarding the trip to Gaza, and got a bunch of them printed off. And any of us who would like to take one of them, we will be able to access his forms because they were made for the group. One last thing to have on my mind, how to get this thing printed up and taken care of. Trust me, I don't really have time for these little minutiae. So that was just a gift out of the heavens, quite frankly. Not just for me, but for a lot of people, apparently, given the response on WhatsApp. Now, there's a whole other idea here that needs to be dealt with, and that has to do with whether or not you know how to do something. And one of the things that I've learned is that even though there are certainly many areas that I am not that capable within, it's really not that difficult to do graphic arts with programs like Canva. And a lot of the stuff on Canva is free. And I learned this going through a program on how to build a group on Facebook because we had to create a couple of projects in Canva. And it worked miraculously. So it's about learning new things and challenging yourself to be willing to learn those new things. And if you don't know how, just ask yourself, who do you know who can help you? It's really not that difficult. A lot of people are more than happy to help other folks with things that they are not that good at, don't have the talents at, because people want to know that they're useful, meaningful, helpful. People like to be helpful, especially if it's in areas of their specialization. So do that for yourself. Ask for the help if you need it. And it doesn't always have to be paid for either. Sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. Sometimes you can barter with people. If you're able to do something that has a high value out there on the market, go ahead and barter. It's absolutely fine. That's how I got my bookkeeping done for about a year, I think, bartering for hypnosis services. And so it can be done. Sometimes just for asking, people will want to help you out if they believe in what you're doing and your mission. So these are very important things to keep in the back of your mind at all times. Create a plan, work your plan. It's the best way to go. And know that there are going to be places from the beginning that you might get stuck, you may be challenged. However, when you overcome those challenges, that's called growth, and growth feels really good. That's where fulfillment comes from. So go ahead and propel yourself into being productive and keeping yourself concentrated on the things that need to be done so you can achieve your own goals that you have for your life. Because, folks, life does go on, and having goals that are meaningful to us is one of the most important things that anyone can have going for them, so far as I'm concerned. I really do believe that when my dad passed away back in 1985, a lot of it had to do with the fact that he had achieved everything he wanted to achieve. And so he died early of a stroke. I mean, it didn't need to happen this way, but this can happen. I know other people who have had health issues, like my best friend from college, and he had a lot of emotional duress along with type 2 diabetes, and he died a very early death at the age of 57. And the reason for that, I do believe, was not because of his type 2 diabetes particularly. It was because he was very emotionally distraught for many years with family relationship issues that had gone on. And there were some more acute ones that happened closer to the time of his passing. We need to deal with these emotional issues, folks, because if we don't, they will make us ill. That's for sure. I've worked in this field long enough to know that. So I want you to know that you have everything that you need inside yourself to figure out what you need to do to get these projects done that are important to you. And even those projects that you don't want to do, like maybe getting your taxes done, you can get people to help you to organize that stuff if necessary. Every business deserves a good bookkeeper. That's my motto because I suck at math and I know it. And then the bookkeeper will have the stuff in place for your accountant and everything goes really easy that way. Just saying, from my experience, one of those things that most people cannot stand unless you like working with numbers, like my ex-bookkeeper, who loved working with numbers because there was always one answer. There you go. I rather have multiple ways to get to the end result myself. But anyway, you get the idea. I hope you found this helpful. And as always, I thank you for spending your time with me till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.